back up. It's hard for me to get up and down.
Rick, would you like to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we're just blessed to be able to even bring our petitions before you, and thank you so much for the many blessings you pour out upon us. We again thank you for watching over us. Thank you for watching over our city, our country, and just the whole world, God. We know that you created that and are the sustainer of it also. We pray, God, that you'd help us to share with others the great news that you have provided salvation for us, and just help us to do that. And we pray, God, that today you would just help us to make wise decisions that would be pleasing to you, from your heart to ours, God. And these things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, February 1st, 2016, 9:05 a.m. I don't see we have any public comment. Commission remarks?
The only thing that I would have to say is I think that we probably needed to have an update from Chris Byrne on the financial situation as far as what we might be receiving, just as a public form. I think it's been on the radio and been on the TV and this and that, that we are eligible for some funds. But as far as the particulars on it, I don't know what they are. And so I was hoping maybe that might be something that we could talk about this morning, but it's not on here. That's the only thing that I had.
I'm sure we can get it scheduled.
Yeah.
Accounts payable?
Motion for approval of accounts payable. Checks 346990 through 347020. And I don't see any journal entries or transfers.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for January 13th and 25th of 2016, and executive session minutes for January 13th and January 25th of 2016.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Review and possible approval of financial statements.
There's two copies for you to both review. I have emailed it to your offices. The reports came out of Mass and IT. I have both Rick Finley and Melanie Smith both send me reports, and they have both reviewed it.
It's not a state statute that we approve it. I think we accept it. Am I right?
If you'll read down below, the requirement is down below at the bottom. You're required to sign that stating that everything, that you have reviewed everything and everything is correct. I'm saying that roughly, but the statute is below.
Right.
My job is only to assist the commission in preparing the financial statement. So I have gathered the information. I went from two sources, so I would have a copy from both Rick Finley, a copy from Melanie Smith. They both agreed. And both Rick Finley and Melanie Smith have both reviewed it for accuracy.
Well, I don't have any problem with it. I just didn't know that I think we've had this discussion before, and I think that if we need to make a motion to approve it before our signature goes on there, I'm willing to do so.
Okay.
So I'll make that motion that we approve and accept the financial statement.
For 2015?
Yes.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, do you need one or
copy? I need both signs because I have to send one
Let's
to the state
do that
auditor
now, while we...
and one to the one that we maintain. And I have to publicize it in the newspaper just to let you know. Now, would you like me to go upstairs and find out if Mr. Williams, you want to put Mr. Williams' stamp on it? Do you have to have
that'll
someone
have
contact
to be,
him?
That'll have to be a phone call made to him and verify that. I don't know
sure.
that we...
Thank you for your time, John. Uh-huh.
See, we have next on the agenda the agreement for newspaper services. I have a letter enclosed by Frank Cotty approving. And
the contract to form is
yes.
all he approves,
yeah.
actually.
And after discussion with the purchasing agent, this is not giving exclusive to the Branson Tri-Lakes News, so.
Is it the one that was bid?
Yes.
There was nothing turned in by the other newspaper, right?
That's correct.
Now, is this for all the newspaper services, or is this for, how do you explain that?
Political subdivisions.
This is our routine annual newspaper services that covers everything except for the two specialized items regarding the county tax sale every year and also this year election services, so it covers everything else. And this is the first year that we've actually used this two-page contract that Mr. Cotty had kind of instituted last year to make sure that we include this two-page. It's I call it an agreement that I work with him on. It facilitates the RSMO that helps us to pay vendors for their services to ensure that they are paid correctly. Without that two-page agreement, it's entirely possible that they wouldn't be paid correctly, but there's no exclusivity. They were awarded as the primary service for our annual newspaper publications like employment notifications and bid notices is the most of the gist of what we use this function for.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson. That's exactly I wanted to explain to the public why
right.
we were doing this. I make a motion to approve this contract, but it needed to be represented the way that you have presented it to us.
Happy to do that. Always.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Then we have the agreement for election publications. I have a letter in here from Frank Cotty. He's reviewed the agreement with Tri-Lakes newspaper and he approves it to form. Again, it's another contract.
Yes, and this is the first year that we've actually put this item out for bid, separated from some of the other newspaper expenses that the county recognizes each year with the substantial presidential election on the horizon. The county clerk had requested this, and we had gotten approval from you all previous. We put it out for bid, and this was the vendor that was awarded to cover those particular costs, recognizing that the expense would far and away exceed the RSMO bid limits.
And this is the only bid that we got?
Right.
Motion for approval of this election publication contract.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're going to go into recess. We're scheduled for a 9:30 executive session per 610.021.12 contracts.
Right immediately after that, we'll go